Tether is pushing Bear, the JavaScript runtime that quietly powers its new wallet. Paolo Arduino, CEO of Tether, used his account on April 16th to spotlight Bear, a lightweight JavaScript runtime built by the Tether and Holepunch teams. The message was short. Bear runs on any platform, operating system, and environment. Code once, scale anywhere. The post looks like a developer plug. It is something bigger. Bear is the quiet foundation underneath Tether's two biggest product bets of the last 2 months, the self-custodial Tether wallet that launched on April 14th, and a coming AI SDK that Tether says will run on everything from microcontrollers to server clusters. What Bear actually is an open-source JavaScript runtime maintained by Holepunch. The project documents it as a small and modular JavaScript runtime for desktop and mobile with swappable JavaScript engines, including V8, QuickJS, and JavaScript Core, depending on the hardware. The technical choices matter. Node.js assumes a server. Bear assumes a phone or a microcontroller or a browser tab and works its way up. It supports both ESM and CommonJS, ships a minimal core, and leans on a modular ecosystem for everything above that. Native add-ons are written against libjs and libyov, which lets the same codebase target iOS, Android, Linux, Windows, and macOS without platform-specific forks. That architecture is what makes code once, scale anywhere, more than a slogan. A developer can write a wallet screen once and have it run on a feature phone in Lagos and a MacBook in Lisbon with the same behavior. Why Tether cares, Tether.wallet. On April 14th, Tether announced Tether.wallet, which it called the People's Wallet. It is self-custodial, targeted at users. The company says are left out of the traditional banking system and designed to run natively on lower-end hardware. That last requirement is where Bear earns its keep. USDT's real volume does not come from American fintech apps. It comes from remittance corridors in Southeast Asia, dollarized savings in Turkey and Argentina, and day-to-day merchant payments in parts of Africa. Those users often run Android devices with 2 GB of RAM and patchy connectivity, a wallet that bloats to 300 nanobytes and needs a persistent WebSocket is a wallet they uninstall. Tether's stablecoin infrastructure now has a second pillar next to the reserves, the client-side software that puts USDT spending in reach of a feature phone. USDT is used across multiple regions, including Argentina and Turkey, where dollar access is often more important than fee optimization. The AI SDK angle Arduino previewed Tether data in early February, describing it as an open-source AI SDK platform built on Bear. The listed pieces were AI Translate, an AI voice assistant, and an AI Bitcoin wallet assistant. The pitch was that the same runtime would carry AI inference from embedded devices up to server clusters. That claim sounds like marketing, until you remember that Tether is one of the few crypto companies with the revenue to fund it. The company has reported multi-billion dollar annual profits from reserve interest, and it has been spending that surplus on adjacencies, AI, mining hardware, energy, and now developer tooling. Bear is the plumbing that ties those bets together. If Tether data ships on schedule, a wallet built on Bear could embed an on-device LLM for translation and transaction drafting without routing user data through a remote server. For users in jurisdictions where data residency or surveillance is a concern, that is a real feature rather than a checkbox. How this fits the broader stack, Holepunch, the company behind Bear, was founded in 2023 by Tether, Bitfinex, and Hypercore to build peer-to-peer tooling. Its consumer product, Keet, is a video chat app that does not use central servers. Bear is the runtime that Keet, Tether.wallet, and the planned AI SDK all share. The stack is cohesive in a way that most crypto companies cannot match. Reserves and issuance, USDT, 180B plus in circulation. Client software, Tether.wallet, built on Bear. P2P infrastructure, Holepunch protocols for sync and messaging. AI layer, Tether Data SDK, also on Bear. Hardware reach, Bear's engine swap design, which lets it target microcontrollers on the low end. Compare that to Circle, which has a stablecoin and a public listing but relies on third-party wallets, or to Binance and Coinbase, which run custodial services and make that a feature rather than a bug. Tether is trying to own the entire stack from hardware to fiat peg, and Bear is the connective tissue. What to watch? The interesting question is whether Bear becomes a standard outside Tether's own products. Holepunch has open-sourced the runtime on GitHub and publishes a wallet development kit that targets both Node.js and Bear, which suggests they want third-party developers to adopt it. If fintechs or wallet issuers pick it up, Bear starts to look less like a Tether experiment and more like the Node.js of crypto mobile clients. If it stays inside Tether's walls, it is still useful to the company, but the broader influence on self-custody options stays limited.